Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Booker T and the MGs come bring us back. This time is tight. Let that play, little Kevin. I like this song. Yeah. That's some serious music there, folks. I like that. Yep, you probably haven't heard that before, have you? Unless you've heard my show before. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Lee Branham. Lee is the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. Lee, what is your website, please?
It's www.keepingthepeople.com.
Keepingthepeople.com. They can find your book there, too, and all the things that you do for your customers.
Exactly right. We have a lot of free articles there as well.
Yeah, check it out, keepingthepeople.com. My website, which is also where you can find the body of work that Lee has deposited with us over the years, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. Wear it out, folks. Use it all the time. And if you break it, we'll fix it. Don't worry about that. And if you break it, I want to know who can do that, because it's a pretty tough website. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog. Also, we have a different question on the homepage, a poll question that we'd like to know what you think. And so you can click your answer and see how the poll's going so far. Lee and I are talking about policies that you have that are business interruption policies, business interruption devices, ways of making customers not want to do business with you. And Lee, I see this all the time. I see it in person. Yep. I see it online. I see it on the phone. People who develop these stupid barriers, impediments, speed bumps to get me to either blink or lift my hand off the mouse or hang the phone up or turn around and go back. I don't understand it. And then worse, we demand these people demand their employees not only deliver the policies, but defend them. And that makes people want to run. That makes employees can't be where they can't wait to leave the company.
Yeah, I think there's a book out on this. It's called Your Business Is Not That Important to Us.
Exactly. I think, in the movie, if we should make a movie about that, and it would be a variation of We're Just Not That Into You.
Exactly. But I think it's amazing how dense some business leaders are, that they can't understand what's going on. They think they have to squeeze the customer for all these little costs, and they don't realize they're paying a tremendous price for it in customer loyalty and satisfaction.
Well, and Lee, and of course, employee engagement, which is the key to success for most businesses. Here's what's amazing to me, Lee. I can kind of get it about big businesses because, they've got so many installations, so many people, so many SKUs, et cetera, that they have to have structure. They have to have that. And somebody has to make the big decisions and then pass them down. I get that. But when you bump into that, when you bump into this stuff in a small business, it's preposterous, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I mean, you're supposed to be close to your employees and close to your customers. You don't have all these layers in between you and the
policies.
Customer. So there's no excuse for not knowing about it. And one of the things this company, Rackspace, does, when their CEO gets together with employees on a regular basis and says, tell me what you're hearing from customers. What are they complaining about? Is anything putting you in an embarrassing situation with your customers that's getting in the way of service or making you feel like you have to defend something that's not defensible or doesn't make sense? And he listens to what they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And employees know he's listening. And he makes changes. If something isn't making sense, he says, let's change it. We may lose a little bit cost-wise in the short term, but if it turns employees into fanatical supporters of us instead of detractors, and long-term, it's going to pay off. And it's going to pay off in keeping young people engaged. And they're hiring a lot of young people, a lot of Internet generation people who are good technically. And they want to keep those employees satisfied.
And this kind of treatment of customers is very important to these young people. I mean, they really do want to make the connections with customers, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're human beings. They're customers, too, in their own world. They deal with other companies, and they know what it's like to be denied service and sit on hold for hours. I mean, my wife this week 5 hours on hold with the phone company.
Oh, man.
Trying to get our new service installed.
That's with AT&T. That's with AT&T, by the way. He didn't say that. I did. AT&T's got the worst customer service on the planet.
And we had one of their workmen come over to install wires and cables in our house, and he admitted. He said, yeah, it's one of the worst companies out there. And I'd quit, except I can't find anything where I can get paid the same amount.
Are you hearing that, AT&T? Are you hearing that, AT&T? Do you care?
No, we're the phone company. We don't care because we don't have to.
Well, they do because people have choices. We just may not be that into them.
Well, that's right. That's what they used to say.
But that's a big company. You're right. Big companies can kind of get away with it. But you know what? I don't think they're going to be able to get away with it long because we're moving into the age of the customer. And I'm telling you, the customer's got control over the marketplace now. They got control over the relationship. And I think that's something that even big companies are going to have to deal with over the next few years.
Well, that's right. And employees are communicating with each other about their work experience. There's a website called Glassdoor.com, and you can go and you can see what employees have to say about where they work.
Right.
And if you're thinking about joining a company, you can see all the positive and negative that's being written about that by people that work there.
When we come back, I'm going to get Lee to tell us how we can find out if we have any of these kinds of policies that are not only interrupting our relationship with customers, but may potentially be costing you efficiency from your employees and keeping them from being engaged, maybe even causing you to lose people who otherwise would be great resources for you. We're going to get Lee to do that after these messages. Tintel, the book is called The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave by Lee Branham. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.